for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
28560.
Thank you for that. May I please have your first and your last name as well?
Sandra Thomas.
All right, thank you for that. And can you please hold for me while I get your account pulled up to better assist you?
Yes, ma'am.
Just one moment. Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. I do apologize about that wait. But for security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address?
3213 Kensington Park Drive, New Bern, North Carolina, 28560.
Thank you so much for that. I have located your account for our Bites Hub. How may I be of assistance with your account today?
I am in question about a amount that has been that's on my debit card for the amount of $59.89, and I don't even, who am I talking with? What is this, I mean, who is this?
Yes, ma'am. Well, my name, yes, ma'am. Well, my name is Jasmine. Do you recall taking a survey back on the 13th of May? I may have been advertised with a sweepstakes survey for a chance to win, like, Wolf appliances, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, or something of that nature to pay the shipping cost from $1 to $6.95, or for an entry ticket?
Oh, okay. I do remember something about an oven, and I read it, and it said that all I had to do was to pay a $2 shipping fee. And but I don't remember anything about a amount of this amount. I don't understand.
Yes, ma'am.
The way I understood it, the $2 was the shipping if I won, and that would me giving my information and putting the $2 on my debit card would put me in the pool for the drawing, is the way I understood it.
Yes, ma'am. Our terms and conditions state that you would pay anywhere from $1 to $6.95 for the entry ticket to be enrolled into the drawing for a chance to win one of those appliances. And also if you were chosen to be the winner by the end of the promotion, you'll be contacted by email. But by opting into the survey, you are also enrolling into our meal plan application, which is called Bites Hub, and that is $59.89 a month.
Well, no, ma'am. I have no recollection of reading anything about that. And somebody somewhere better take this off my debit card. Now, this is, I read nothing like that. Nothing. I'm not saying it don't exist, but the post that or whatever I clicked on, I feel like now due to my ignorance, I shouldn't have done that. This is. I'm 72 years old. I live on a very fixed income. And $2 was, you know, I thought, well, hey, you know, what? I can afford to lose $2. But then you go in and my debit cards are almost $60? No, ma'am. You either need to tell me you're going to credit my debit card or you need to give me somebody over you that I can talk with. I will not have this. No, ma'am. And I know it's not your fault. I know it's not your fault, honey. Go ahead.
I do understand that, ma'am, but the app does focus on how to use real food to boost your energy, to cut sugar and carb cravings. Let me bring the monthly rate down to $20 a month to stay with us.
No, ma'am. Look, sweetie, now, I don't know if this will have any relevance to what you're trying to sell or what's going on. I am 72, I just told you. I have been a type 2 diabetic since I was 25 years old. I know about carbs. I know about spikes. I know about insulin. I know about all of that, sweetie. And if that's what I had been reading, I would have exited because I probably know more about it than whoever was writing it. No, ma'am, I will not take an adjustment. I want it removed off of my debit card. And I need to know the name of the company that I'm dealing with.
I'll go ahead and have your account canceled per your request, but as a one-time courtesy, I can issue you back up to a 75% refund, which will amount to be $44.91.
So, I don't understand that. Wait a minute, you said 44 what?
Yes, ma'am. It will be a 75% refund. The amount is $44.91.
Okay, hold on. So that's a difference of what? What does the 75% equal?
Yes, ma'am. So it'll be remaining balance around, just one moment, and I'll be able to get that for you. Can you please hold for me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you for holding, ma'am. So it will reflect that you paid $14.98 for the meal plan.
Why would I be paying $14.98 for a meal plan and I don't have it and I don't want it?
As a one-time courtesy, I can go ahead and issue you back up to a $54.89 credit, deducting the $5 non-refundable setup fee. So you can receive back $54.89 within 3 to 5 business days.
Honey, what you don't, you know, for y'all, you go off. This is wrong. This is wrong. I want the full amount. $59 and... Yeah, that's right. You better put me with somebody else.
Just a moment. Let me speak with my supervisor to see what else I have to do for you. Can you please phone
me? Yes, ma'am. And again, I apologize. I know it's not your fault. You need to find you another job, but...
Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. I did speak with my supervisor. She advised that I can go ahead and refund the account in full for $59.89, and that will reflect your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. And also, your account has been canceled, so you will not receive any more charges. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
C is in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
Okay.
726.
Okay.
895.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything further that I can help with? Your account has been canceled and fully refunded.
Well, I appreciate what you've done. We've gone through the steps, and here's a little piece of advice from an old woman. You need to find another job. People go to hell for stuff like this. They just do. You have a nice day.
Thank you for calling customer support.